Hello there, this is Dave Allen, and let's talk about unreasonable expectations, first of all. Well, what I thought was funny recently was that there was a podcaster whose avatar on all of her social networking sites is a fairly young-looking woman, and she's reasonably well good-looking and everything, you know, not ugly by any means. And then I saw an actual video or an actual picture of her at the Macworld event that was on last week, and she looks completely different. Well, I suppose it's understandable. I mean, look, women do tend to be a bit on the vain side anyway, don't they? But there you go, there was this woman, and she was quite on the large side, and I had to think to myself, who is that chubby woman there? And then I realised it was the one who was doesn't sound anything like she looks like now. So bit of an unreasonable expectation, really, but this has happened before. I remember I was working with a business, and there was a guy who was going to have his name put into the newsletter, as it were, and he sent in a photograph of him that must have been about 25 years out of date, and well, he was just as vain as this woman, I suppose, but there you go. So it's not just women, but it was quite funny, really. And it's a bit of a shame sometimes where you can have people that are lying, telling porkies, lying through the teeth with their avatars, and then you, if you was to meet them actually in public at some point in time, you think, well, who the hell are you? And there you go, that's an unreasonable expectation, isn't it? And I'm walking along the road with my dog, and I found a tennis ball, and I'm kicking it as I'm walking along, just for fun. Why not? Another thing that I've learned today is the application or service called Bambooza. And it seems that it's from a company in Sweden, because my friend Documentally, Christian Payne, he's been there doing some stuff, and he was talking to people that are making or involved with making that application. And it was quite interesting when I saw, because I downloaded the app on my iPhone and to iOS as well, onto my iPad as well. And I saw an email come in that told me that Documentally was actually doing a Bambooza. Well, what it is, it's a streaming video. And it was quite good, really. He was in a hotel, and he was looking out the window, and it was snowing on the ground. And I think he was in Sweden. I wasn't quite sure about that. And he saw that I came into the chat room and saw him doing his streaming video, and said hello to me as I was coming in there, and I said hello back. So I thought that was quite good, really, and I might do one of these streaming videos myself, although I do kind of wonder that, because I have such a useless upstream upload from my internet, that's not going to be very good, but I'm going to give it a try anyway, and see how it goes. Mind you, I'd have to have one or two followers to actually sort of send out information or invitations to when I'm actually going to do one of these streaming video things with Bambooza, but it's worth a go. And I suppose that's another bit of a video thing that I saw, was that Stickum, who did streaming video. Well, it's not a bad service, really, but they've gone out of business. They've completely stopped now. Got an email in there to say that they were sunsetting their service, and it was going off into the void and never to be seen again. So that was that other one. And what else? Let me have a think about it. The other thing that comes to mind is the fact that last night I was looking at one of my applications, wondering what I should do next with one of my tutorial videos. And I've got a few art applications, because I used to be an art teacher, I used to be an artist. And I've got one called Procreate, which I quite like. So I opened up that last night, and I just started twiddling around with it, as you do, doing some drawing. And it's got some great tools in there, and great brushes that are really interesting for making some interesting pictures. And so I was enjoying doing that, and that's something I learned. I remember how much I enjoy drawing, and I really should do it much more often. So this is Dave Allen, and I'm walking the dog again, and I'm just letting you know what's going on with an audio boo. Bye-bye now. Talk to you again soon.